Hello, my name is Janet Mackey. I live in Eggleslip Village. I've lived here all my life. I was born in the house I live in now. My mother ran the shop and the post office that she inherited from some people called the Doughties. The post office has been going for, I can't tell you exactly how long the post office has been started from, but you're going back a lot of years, because the Doughties ran it for a lot of years before my mum took over. But it did close in 1979, which was then just the post office. 2 or 3 years before that, it was a shop and a post office. I think my mother took it over, I want to say late 50s, early 60s, from Rachel and Sally Doughty, because I know, I'm sure she was running it before I was born, and they were then getting on in years when Mum took it over. The Doughty sisters were a family that lived in the area for a long, long time. My sister knows more than I do, unfortunately, because she's a bit older than I am, but she lives down south. So, but the family was well known in and around the area for a lot of years. Yeah, we used to help Mum out in the shop, in the post office. I was only a child, really, when the post office, but I remember sort of sneaking down the stairs and helping myself to sweets and things like that. But yeah, we all used to help out. And if we went on holiday, my brother, who was quite a bit older than me, he would sometimes take over when we went on holiday, or if he wasn't available, somebody else, we used to have to get from outside to come in and run it for a week or so. The post box used to be actually in the wall outside the house, because what was the post office is what is now my dining room. Well, if you look at the front of the house, it's the, as you look at the house, it's the right hand side window, which was, that was the shop and the post office, and just to the right of that window, that's where the post box used to be. The original post box, which was in the house, when the post office closed down, that was moved over to next to the telephone box, because they thought, because the telephone box was there, it was the best place to put it. And I said that was not long after the post office closed down, which was in 1979.
This thing started up, and I'll just put a bit of introduction to it. So I'm Ian Reynolds. I'm in Janet Mackey's house in Eggleslip Village. It's the 6th of October 2017, and this is just some supplementary information that Janet's remembered about, which we'll add to the other recording. Over to you.
Thank you. A few things that I remember. There's like Friday night used to be book night, so after tea, mum and dad used to do the tea, have tea, and then dad used to sit on a Friday night and have to do all the books and everything for the post office and the shop. Some nights it went easy, some nights it didn't, because I remember sitting and helping him count the stamps. So I used to have to count all the stamps up to see how many we had left and things like that. So that was a regular Friday night, every Friday night without fail. The other thing was half day closing. Used to be a Wednesday afternoon. So I used to have half day closing on a Wednesday, and that was the day that Mum used to sort of go down to Yarm. Her and my auntie Pop, which is Colin Hyde's mum, they used to get up to all sorts of mischief and go down to Yarm and do the shopping and catch up with all the gossip and come back again. One of the other things that I remembered was we had an incident where we were getting, when I say funny phone calls, I vaguely remember it being people ringing up and sort of threatening to kill us, but threatening to chop us up into pieces for whatever reason it was. I don't think the police ever found out who it was. But because it was a post office, and at the time I think there'd been some post office raids, so they came and fitted some, like an alarm system, but it was obviously, this was the early to mid 70s, and it was like pressure pads, and they would put them on the landing. I think there was one by the front door as you came in. I'm not sure there was one at the bottom of the stairs, and then we had one or two on the landing. But we kept forgetting that they were there, and we kept setting them off every time we got up in the middle of the night to go to the loo. And we had to lock the dog up because the dog kept setting them off as well, walking about. So that was another thing. And it wasn't, it was around about that time or a bit after that. So it would probably have been about 76, 77 that they was when they started, they came and they fitted the security screens. Whereas used to have an open counter, they actually came and put up the glass security panels for the post office. So because of all this new things and people doing raids on post offices. One of the other things was my sister used to work for Smith's on the farm. She worked with the horses a lot, but she did other things on the farm as well. But there was like her and two other girls in particular that used to go out exercise riding the horses, and either before they went or after they'd been, they would come on the horses, stand outside the front door, shout my mum and say, we want cans of pop, or we want, one of the girls I think smoked, I need some cigarettes, or I need this. And my mum, bearing in mind she was terrified of horses, would have to go out and hand out all this stuff to these girls sat on these massive great big horses that my mother was terrified of. So that was something else that they used to get up to. And of course, we never got away with anything because everybody knew my mum. So if we were out and about and up to mischief that we shouldn't have been up to, everybody knew who we were because of mum, and they would say, I'm going to tell your mother of you if you don't behave, or I know who you are, I'm going to come and... So I never got away with anything because everybody knew us. And it's like, you know, we used to have bonfire nights on the village green, the sports days every week. Everybody knew everybody. There used to be a few people that used to... Auntie Mary used to make toffee apples. And there's a few others that used to do things like that. But, yeah, I can't try to think of anything else about the post office. But, yeah, there was all sorts of mischief going on. Yeah, I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else.
Oh, that's very good.